testing Flint water. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced it's stepping in to test water in Flint. Mark Durno is the on-scene coordinator for the EPA. He says the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is still in charge of testing for lead in water samples from people's homes. Durno says the EPA is then going into the small number of homes with very high lead levels to find out what's going on. The DEQ did not require Flint to treat its water to prevent lead from leaching from old pipes and faucets.
One of the things we believe is happening within the water system is when the pipes were corroding, the corrosion breaks off into flakes or scale. And that scale then floats through the system and comes out the tap. And even a small piece of that scale can create a high lead level.
He says they're testing water filters in those homes to see if they still work at those high lead levels. This week, state officials said the vast majority of the almost 5,000 water samples they've tested are below the federal limit for lead in water. So far, about 7% of samples have come in above that limit. This is the Environment Report. An industrial chemical is showing up in trout from the Great Lakes. It's called perfluoro-1-butane sulfonamide, or FBSA. Lindsay Scullin has more.
Researchers traced this chemical back to several products. Those include detergents and stain-proofing products first used in 2003. Robert Letcher is a senior research scientist for Environment and Climate Change Canada. That's a department in the Canadian government. Almost all of the fish his team tested had detectable levels of this FBSA chemical in their bodies. We're talking low levels here, parts per billion low. Letcher says it was a surprise to find the chemical in fish.
We were the first to ever find this compound in the environment, like to demonstrate its presence. It's never been reported before.
The researchers don't know if other chemicals are breaking down into FBSA in the environment or if the chemical is coming straight from industrial products. Letcher says companies started using FBSA to replace a different chemical. Studies showed that previous chemical was breaking down and part of it was building up in the food web. In 2006, the Environmental Protection Agency put together an industry-wide agreement to phase that chemical out. So industries replaced it with chemicals like FBSA. And that's the chemical Letcher and his team are now finding in fish. He says scientists often have to play catch-up to figure out if there are problems with new chemicals brought onto the market.
When a body of evidence, scientific evidence, builds up great enough to basically render a negative decision against a compound and it gets regulated or what have you, companies phase these compounds out and they look for alternatives in which to use that are safer, but also to serve their purpose.
He says research into FBSA is so new, they just don't know much about what this might mean for fish or people who eat the fish.
It's completely impossible to tell because nobody's done anything with regard to toxicology. That's usually the way things go. You know, somebody like us, we find a new chemical and in this case in fish, and obviously a lot of aquatic fish toxicologists out there are going, well, you know, we should really try to understand what this chemical is doing to the fish, or not is doing, but could be doing to the fish.
Letcher says one of the next steps is to look at other species in the food web. That way, his team can figure out if the chemical is building up in other creatures. The study was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.